Our profile this month is Manchester United player and England international Marcus Rashford. On the pitch, the 23-year-old is one of Manchester United's top scorers. Off it, he is a hero to millions thanks to his campaign to end child food poverty.
Today, Marcus Rashford is a star player for Manchester United. But growing up in a deprived part of the city, Rashford knew what it meant to be poor. It meant that his mother had three different jobs. It meant that there wasn't always enough food on the table, so he and his brothers pretended to be full, otherwise she would not eat. It meant that school was as important for the free meals provided there as for an education. Thankfully, his part of town had a strong sense of community. Because his mother worked such long days, his school teacher would drop him off at home. When he joined Manchester United's football academy at the age of 7, friends and neighbors drove him to practice sessions. These days, it's different. Marcus Rashford wears the iconic number 10 shirt at Manchester United, the same number as David Beckham and Wayne Rooney before him. The 23-year-old was wearing that shirt when he fractured his back in a game last year. Then, while he was recuperating, the pandemic hit, and many British families found themselves struggling economically. Because the schools were shut, the UK government gave food vouchers to the children of disadvantaged families so they could continue eating properly. But as the summer holidays approached, the school food vouchers were due to stop. Reading about this, Marcus understood how desperate their situation would be and wrote an open letter to the government calling for the food vouchers to continue during the summer. Britain's Conservative Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, refused. Marcus politely and eloquently refused to accept that refusal. And that's when the government discovered that it had a problem. Public opinion rallied massively behind the Manchester player. Within 48 hours, the battle was over. Thanks to Marcus, 1.3 million vulnerable children were able to eat properly through the summer. Marcus didn't stop there, however. He fought the exact same battle later in the year, and once again, the government lost to him, agreeing to continue the food support into 2021. He's now extended his work to other areas, such as distributing free books to help improve the literacy of disadvantaged children. Each year, a primary school in a deprived part of the city of Birmingham asks its pupils to vote to name a classroom after someone they find inspiring. They already have a Michelle Obama room, a Muhammad Ali room, and a J.K. Rowling room. And now, they have a Marcus Rashford room. By the photograph of him on the door, they have written this tribute. Marcus is determined, polite, thoughtful, and does not show off, which is why we like him so much. He does not give up. He inspires us to be great citizens and use our voices calmly and firmly. He loves his mum and knows he wouldn't be where he is today without her strength. Marcus is a hero on the football field for sure, but in a time when 30% of British children are living below the poverty level, he is proving to be an even bigger hero off it.